I am a fragment of me, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Steve Castro, a former Los Angeles Dodgers intern, was a finalist in the University of Evansville's 6th annual Willis Barnstone Translation Prize in 2008. The poet is currently working on a degree in Germanic Studies at Indiana University, and he has poetry forthcoming from Chiriku. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Steve, what poems have you brought for us today?
Un monstruo oscuro encima de una gente clara, inspirado por el poema Piedra Negra sobre una piedra blanca, César Vallejo, 1892-1938. No me moriré en Tokio en un terremoto. Esa visión no es solo un sueño, yo me acuerdo. No me moriré en Tokio y no pediré socorro. Temblará el martes porque un monstruo se levantó este verano. Martes será, porque hoy es martes y estoy escribiendo lo que está pasando ahora mismo. El monstruo se tropezó en sus alas y se cayó y se quebró la nuca. Ahí está en medio camino, llorando solo. Steve Castro no ha muerto, pero los japoneses le pegaban al monstruo porque eran pocos sus edificios. No les dejó casi nada. Le daban duro con muchos bates de béisbol y duro también con muchas fajas le pegaban. Soy testigo de esta soledad y este martes. Todos los huesos del monstruo se los han quebrado y él llora solo y cae lluvia en los caminos. A dark monster on top of pale people, inspired by the poem Black Stone Lying on a White Stone, César Vallejo, 1892-1938. I will not die in Tokyo during an earthquake. That vision is not just a dream. I do remember. I will not die in Tokyo, and I will not ask for help. It will tremble on Tuesday because a monster awoke this summer. Tuesday it will be because today is Tuesday, and I am writing what is happening just now. The monster has tripped over his wings and has fallen and has broken his neck. There he is in the middle of the street, crying alone. Steve Castro has not died, but the Japanese hit at the monster because their buildings were few. He left them almost nothing. They hit him hard with many baseball bats and hard also with many belts they hit him. I am a witness of the solitude, and this Tuesday, every bone of the monster is broken, and he is crying alone, and rain falls on the streets. An isometric impossibility. There was once a triangle who wanted to be a circle, but he was too square. Country folk in tune with the times. When I was a child, we owned a television. It was mighty fine, too. It was as big as my imagination, but it was smaller than a screen door. Our TV had all of the colors of the rainbow. Well, it only had three, black, white, and gray. But it was a very bright gray, and the black that sprang forth from our apparatus was blacker than a dead man's conscience. And the white that projected itself from the screen into my eyes was so white that if you took the color white and washed it in the river three times with lava soap, then you still wouldn't see the whiteness that I saw. We had so many channels, I could barely count them all in one hand. Our television was modern. It didn't run on firewood like our stove. It ran on 100% electricity, which my mama told me was discovered by a man who was born to die like the rest of us. I used to think that if you broke the glass in the front of the television, then you could interact with whatever was happening on the other side. But when I broke the television glass with my mother's hammer to warn Bugs Bunny of an ominous bullet headed his way, I realized that I only saw machine parts and wires inside the television's brain. Within seconds after I broke the television, my mother came into our television room with a flathead screwdriver and some other implements. I sat on a dirt floor, and I watched my mother for what seemed like days, gradually building a robot out of television parts and other spare parts that she found throughout the house. After her project was finished, I laid my head on my mother's lap. She brushed my hair as I watched cartoons in Technicolor that emanated from my newly created robot's belly. "Let us name a robot Leonardo," my mother whispered in my ear.
You've been listening to poems by Steve Castro on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.